Listen closely. I have a dream that young people would be informed and empowered to make the right decisions about their money. Welcome to Ground Zero, your go-to source for everything finance. Each week, we will bring you insights and analysis on the latest in the world of finance, as well as practical advice on how you can navigate the often complex world of personal finance, from budgeting, savings, and investments. Credit and debt management. We'll cover it all so you can make the best and informed decisions about your money. Join us as we explore the world of finance and help you build a strong financial foundation for your future. Listen in every Sunday at 14 hours as we swim through the world of personal finance. Welcome to Ground Zero. Welcome home.
Hi, my name is Wendy and you're welcome to this episode of this podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay. So good morning, good afternoon, evening, depending on the time that you're listening to us on from whichever country or province you're from. Today, we are with a special guest. I'm sure to a few that information has already reached. You may know who we're talking to, but it's actually interesting to know that on this podcast episode today, we actually have our first guest for this season on Ground Zero Money. I'll let him introduce himself. I'm super excited because the first time I heard about him, I think that was when I just went to watch a secondary school. And I was being told, there was still Vesta here. There was some Vesta here. I think for me, it was, what really is Vesta? Then after that, I think it was a circle. Wow, okay, seeing pictures of him and trying to follow on ABCD. But today, we're with him. So it's my first time meeting him. I've never met him before. And it's good that we're engaging today. So some Vesta, welcome to Ground Zero Podcasting.
Thank you very much, Enoch. I'm glad for this opportunity. And my name is Sylvester Kangwa, born and bred in Kawi, a product of Wacha Secondary School. I'm a financial economist by profession. Trained in China. So that's a bit about myself, for starters.
Yeah, I think for starters, that's definitely relevant for all of the listeners actually listening. To most of us listening, I think this should be looked at as though something you want to learn from, as some sort of an example. Because personally, just seeing what you've been able to do since the time that I had the name Sylvester until now, I think that's quite a huge accomplishment. So today on Ground Zero Money, I think we are trying to look at how his life as an individual and his perspective through his education and experience can better shape how we as young people can find ourselves on the better end of making finance-related decisions that our life becomes a little bit better. And as you know, on this platform for us is upon listening to each and every episode, we actually hope that you as a listener will be on the better end of making informed decisions so that you don't find yourself in situations where you're stressed and you don't know what to do and you're in a fix. So I think Sylvester, to start from, you had mentioned that you are from Kawe and, yes. and a product of Wacha Secondary School. How was that experience for you coming from such kind of district and to where you are now? How was the overall experience?
Okay, yeah. I'm sure by default, mentioning that you're from Kawe is as good as saying you're just from a humble family. Mm-hmm. The background is not so good.
Yeah,
because most of us in Kawe, we are fighters, we are hustlers, yes, but we come from a very tough background. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it has not been an easy journey. Mm-hmm. Of course, went through a lot, but looking at how far I have come, I think to start with, it's by the grace of God, of mm-hmm. course, because this the gift of life mm-hmm. Comes first, and then secondly, it has taken a lot of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And I've been very deliberate about changing my life. Mm. Yeah, so these two aspects have seen me through up to now.
I think my key takeaway from your explanation is the fact that you've been very deliberate about yes. changing your life. I think as young people, it's something that we must be, you know, very attentive to the aspect of being deliberate about the thing that you actually want to see change. And I think poverty is something that is common, either in documents events and news and everything else, we know that Africa has been literally stricken by poverty. And us in Zambia, we're a third world nation. And by the, you know, you've got so much experience living a youthful life. I think maybe the question is how does one move from an aspect of literally being, having basic or zero knowledge about finances and how they can be deliberate about their lives, to kind of being to a stage of why you are at this particular point in time, why you are financially literate, able to make best financial decisions? Because many people would think for you to be in that space of being financially literate, you need to have a lot of money. There has to be a background attached to you. There has to be, you know, all of these things that people complicate. So how can one literally start from zero?
Yeah, so I think financial literacy is the fuel for personal growth. Okay, so it's a fuel. Like, and your life is like a car. You can have everything, but if you are lacking financial literacy, maybe that car will not be able to move. You can't go where you intend to. Okay, we've seen people who've been born even from good, well-to-do backgrounds, but on the way, they lose it, including the property they inherited from their parents. They go back to square zero. At the same time, we have seen people who start from a very humble background, and then with the drive that they get from financial literacy, as a skill or as information around them, they make good decisions that helps them to pull out of whichever situation they're in and become better people in society. And literally change their lives for a better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think let's look at it in this perspective. What you've actually stated is absolutely true. With different profiles of individuals, regardless of background, financial literacy plays an important role. So to some, you know, we are at ground zero. We are not affiliated to any rich family.
Yeah.
We're not affiliated to people who are rich kids and everything like that. What would be the first point will I need to start if I'm to be financially literate?
Well, actually, just now, I didn't know the meaning of the podcast name, Ground Zero.
It did.
So you've just given me a full picture of what it is.
Yeah.
Ground zero, meaning you're starting from zero.
Yes.
Which is the common case with more than 60% of the population in Zambia.
Yes, that's true.
Then we are living in poverty, about 60% according to statistics, right?
Yeah.
So I think maybe today, having been part of the 60% at some point, not a while ago, and I can confidently say that I'm no longer, at least for me as an individual, maybe not my family, I can't guarantee, me as an individual, I'm no longer part of the 60% that are living under the poverty line. At least I have pulled through to some extent.
Yeah.
So today, I'll just like to share with all the listeners how someone can start from zero. And within a reasonable period of time, get to somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one will be my focus. So maybe just to start with, you know, us the millennials, the time we were born, most of us, most of our parents did have so many opportunities, you know, education-wise, maybe jobs, even literacy was a big problem during those times.
Yes.
So this gave us, of course, I'm not talking about everyone. I'm talking about some of us. Well, gave us, you're growing up in an environment where you're already disadvantaged. You get good grades. You can't even go to St. Paul's. You have to go to Ben Kapufi Primary School, for instance.
I remember that school.
Right? You get good grades at grade 9. You can't even go to Sarandia Boys. You have to go to Wacha Secondary School. I know, but Wacha is a very good school.
Yes.
Yeah. But of course, we had higher goals to go to bigger schools and stuff. You can't go to DK, you know. So that is where we are coming from. But we cannot say, no, our parents didn't do enough. They did enough according to what they could afford. Yes, we had the opportunity to get the basic education. We pulled through that stage. Okay. So now, before we joined society, for instance, for me, taking myself as an example, before I joined society, I can mention maybe just two things that I did that really helped me through university life or tertiary education life into society.
Yes.
The first thing is getting to understand that education is key to success.
Yes.
I think there are no two ways about it. I know there are arguments about, no, you can succeed without education. But looking at our big environment, our macro environment, if you have education, you have 80% chance of making it in life. But if you do not have, you are only remaining with the 20% chance that you make it, maybe through hustles, or even less than that.
Yes.
So for me, of course, I couldn't go for the 20%. There's no guarantee. I'm just an ordinary Zambia.
Yes.
So I put education first. Yeah, that's why if some of our listeners are still in school, either secondary school or university, you need to know that whatever efforts you're putting in, whatever investment you're doing in your education, that is a lifetime investment. And it will definitely change your life.
So,
if not today, then tomorrow. That is the first aspect. Education is key.
Yeah.
The second thing that I did is try to identify what you're good at, your skills, your gifts, your talents, or something like this. Develop them. So if you have an education and you have some skills, it can be anything. Maybe singing, maybe podcasting, like, you know, very inspirational, you know. So all these life skills, when you come and join society, they'll help you to quickly integrate into the society and get what belongs to you in society. So that is before you join society. And we go to tertiary education. During that stage, I think that is the game changer in someone's life.
True.
When you are doing your tertiary education, be it a diploma, a craft certificate, a degree, or a PhD, the outcome of your effort at that stage will really help you to start your first steps in society.
That's true.
Because of how our society is designed. You know, just by default, all the employers, they know that what type of employees should we get. So there's already some benchmarks that have been set.
Yeah.
And you need to utilize your time at university, the opportunity at university or college or skills training institute to build yourself and get good results.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that is before society. That's what I wanted to.
Wow. I think just this information that you've given, there's way so much detail that anyone, and I think can definitely start with and grow from there. I mean, I would say this, personally, one of the reasons I started, one of the major reasons, if not the main reason I started a podcast, is because I would want to express myself about so many things as a skill that I have. Because I've done advocacy work before, I've worked with different NGOs, but I never exactly had a platform when I want to say something, I can say it. Most of the platforms I would actually have, there would be these streamlined platforms where you cannot go above this. You can't say this. You can only say in this, you know, in this confined. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to start a podcast where we can have this kind of information and, you know, educate people about this. So when you give the outlay of, you know, when you are in secondary school and, you know, you build a certain level, you go to tertiary education, that's the time. It's a whole different game changer. Being at university has been a game changer, and I won't even lie. And when you mentioned the aspect of there are benchmarks set by the employers. That is absolutely true. I know people who are qualified, but because they don't have the necessary skill to execute certain duties, they are not employed. And employers still say, in as much as there's saturation in the job market, but we're looking for specific kind of individuals who can deliver in this way. So I think as young people, as we are being deliberate, like you actually advised, what you've just said speaks to a lot of things. What you've just said speaks to massive kind of, you know, I think to anyone listening, this is something that can definitely help you even change your life. Because to some, you may be in university, but you still don't realize that this is a period that you'll never get again. The experience in university, the whole platform that you have to grow yourself aside your academics, what you've just said has just touched me. It has touched me way much.
And to just add on that, you know, your output from the university or from your tertiary education, whichever level, will be the input to your employment or the business that you plan to do, whichever path you pick to do. So that's what I'm emphasizing, to say in whatever level you are, whatever you're doing, you just need to do your level best to get the best results. The rest is extra. I can put it that way.
After this, watch me get A's. After this, watch me get straight A's. I think, that has just spoken to a lot. I've met individuals who are in university but cannot craft simple assignments. They cannot go about, if you hand them responsibility, it takes ages for it to be done. And I think we have to improve as young people. Funny enough, there was a research I was actually reading about how other aspects of life affect our finances and our money decisions. And I actually got to learn that if your other aspects in life are not exactly where you want them to be, it becomes very difficult for you to fix your finances in a way. Because if you wake up every day, you don't make your bed, you're not a clean person and stuff like that, how do you expect to get to handle your money decisions properly? Yeah. I got fascinated by that, because one would just think, money is a whole different thing. But then these interlinkages between what we do and what you've just said actually speaks to it as well. Because if you can have your education right, if you can have your growth on point, as you know, as you go through secondary education, tertiary and things like that, it becomes way easy for you to be like, you know what, I think this is not the right money decision for me to make. That I need to make a better money decision for me to actually go forth from after that. And looking at you, this is something that I got fascinated by. So there was this one time on Facebook, and I'm just checking, and we are checking what's currently trending and everything. Then I see you're building a house. And I'm like, wait, so basically I just came back. This is, not many years after.
2019.
Yes.
Yeah, end of 2019.
Yeah, and then he's building a house, looks like it's almost done. How did he do it? How did he get to a place where he has his money right to actually do this? I think, how do we get to that point where we at least have a certain level of financial independence to actually build? Looking at, you know, from what you've said, it's a humble background in Kabul.
Yeah.
And now there's a house. And you mentioned that you'll be moving in soon.
Not just the house. I've got a wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've got a son.
Amen.
I think
the family man.
I'm a family man, yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very interesting question. You know, what I can just mention is that, it didn't start now. Mm-hmm. It started way back. Deliberate efforts to move myself out of poverty. Mm-hmm. Started way, way back, I think. But I won't go further. I'll start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing your tertiary education, mm-hmm, there's one thing that helped me to change. Mm-hmm. When I realized that actually, in between being a child, mm-hmm, and being a grown up in society, mm-hmm, there's a fake society in between.
And
this fake society is where you're surrounded by friends and relatives with different mindsets and too much peer pressure, mm-hmm, you know, drinking, girls and stuff. It is at this point where you lose the guard, where you just drop it. You can get diseases.
Mm-hmm.
You can go crazy. You can be imprisoned if you commit a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All those kind of things will fall in place. So this is where I started my life from. I identified my environment and did my level best to avoid all the vices, and that will hinder my personal growth. Okay, we're talking about issues of all sorts of vices. I'm not going to mention all sorts of vices, avoid them. That's where it starts from.
Yeah.
The second stage is when you finish now, you join society. You need to grab, you need to search for opportunities. You know, this time the labor market is saturated.
Yes.
You can't easily find a job. Yeah, of course, there are special cases where even companies will come and give you job offers and everything. But to the majority of us, you need to search for an opportunity. So I did my best to search for a job opportunity that was available. Not really the best, but the nearest opportunity I caught. The nearest best opportunity.
Yeah,
I got it. Someone will argue, why didn't I just maybe say, okay, I'll just become an entrepreneur. I really love entrepreneurship. And I know that it's the only way that someone can fully transform into what they want to be in society. Maybe not through employment. That's why you find that. Yeah, but at that stage, I don't have capital. No one can even give me money to start, even a mobile money I don't have. Then how to do? So I just made a decision to say, okay, let me start working first. Let me, during this time I'll be working, this is the period of growth.
Yeah.
I'll be growing my skills. I'll be growing my financial literacy inclusive because it never ends, financial literacy.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, so I'll be growing it so that by the time I reach a certain level, I'm independent enough to pursue what I want. And there is some level of guarantee that I'm going to be successful.
True.
Because I can't imagine without experience on how to manage a business. Then you go to Parkrun and register. Okay, it's really good. It happens. But you need to have maybe to incorporate people with experience. It does happen. But in my case, I didn't go for that part. So I find the job. I do my level best. I ensure fast growth in that organization. I get the benefits that comes from there.
Yeah.
Now, this is where financial literacy comes in. You start making money.
Yeah.
What to do with the money?
Zambungina, man.
Yeah, Zambungina. That's where, you know, so you find that in an organization, in one organization, there'll be a lot of employees, but they're not at the same level.
Yeah.
They can join the organization at the same time, but they'll not be at the same level. I believe the only difference is how you understand your level of understanding in line with financial literacy. Some of the common mistakes I've seen, which I try to avoid, are cases where coming from a humble background and then you don't have so many resources at your disposal. The first resources you get, you decide to split to everyone.
Black tax.
Yes. It sounds so good because you know that, no, my auntie is okay with me. My uncle is okay with me. My neighbor, my friend is okay with me. But I don't think it's the best way of doing things. Because the only question I have is, how can you be stressing about moving other people out of poverty while yourself is still in deep poverty?
Yeah, that's true. How are you money is that?
Yes. How are you going to lift a 50 kg bag of cement if you are standing on a platform that cannot support 50 kg? These are the times where these are the cases where you find that you utilize the little you have, because money, just as you said in the last episode, money has got seasons.
Yes, that's true.
Money, you cannot have money every time. So the money that you get, count it as your last paycheck. Count it as your retirement package. You can debt sit. You can be in a road accident. You can go crazy. All these things happen.
Uncertainties.
Yes. So what I decided to do is, yes, I have the opportunity. I have the job. I'm earning something decent. I'm not going to use any of my ad earned money on anything.
Mm-hmm.
No parties, no handouts, no anything.
Yeah.
For my relatives, I explain to them clearly, so this is my position. I want to grow.
Yeah.
So that I'll be in a better position to help you grow as well.
Yes.
That really helped me.
Establishing stability first.
Yes, because I had all the resources to myself, of course, because of the background, as I keep mentioning on and on. Yeah, I had to make a small group. I call it the core group.
Mm-hmm.
That these priority things or obligations that you can never run away from, for instance, your parents' mm-hmm. welfare,
yes,
and your siblings' welfare.
Mm-hmm.
These, the basic requirements, definitely, that one is an exception. I put it aside. At least I take a few a reasonable obligation.
Yes.
But the extra requirements, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No pattern.
I wanna move out of poverty.
Yes.
I'm not going to give money to anyone, a 250, mm-hmm. a 300, a somewhere. I'll keep a 200 and buy a wheelbarrow of cement.
Mm-hmm. I think people literally think that... So, for example, someone gets 15,000, 20,000. They feel a 250 is a small amount of money.
Yeah.
Until when it aggregates
yes.
a large sum of money, they're like, wait, I've spent all of that still by handing out this much.
A block is 8 kwacha.
Mm-hmm.
A block is 8 kwacha. In a 250 kwacha, how many blocks are you going to buy?
That's true. That's a number. It's ish.
You see? So that's wow. it. So, but the
I just got bad.
Yeah.
I just got that. There are things that we spend money on.
Yeah.
That we feel the equivalent value of some other products doesn't match.
But yes.
No. What's this? Appy App would buy drinks, fruit scanners like 10, 12 kwacha.
That's a blow.
Yes.
That's a true right there. That's a block and half, maybe, or maybe quarter, if I'm not mistaken. You see? So what I'm trying to say is, I know the society has planted something in us, especially this stage we are, the late 20, mid 20, late 20, early 30s, this age group.
Mm-hmm.
So it has planted, I don't know how to call it, but you always feel guilty for not handing out things to people.
Mm.
You feel like you're not being a good child, you're not being what.
Mm.
But do not forget, if you have your family in your heart and you have all the respect, the love and care for them,
mm-hmm.
there's no harm, I think. You can build yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Reserve the resources to yourself, build yourself.
Mm-hmm.
After you build yourself to a certain extent, we are not saying until you have a bench or something like this. No, you build yourself. We're talking about someone where you come from. Maybe you're the first person to own a car.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the first person to, you'll be the first person to own a house, mm-hmm. so to say, or a decent house.
Mm-hmm.
So for this kind of scenario, it's better to just sacrifice and put all the resources that you have onto building yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Build yourself, build your capacity, and in a few years to come, you can, when you go back to your auntie, for instance, and give her 10 6 meters and 10,000 kwacha.
Yeah.
She'll forget about the 250 kwacha.
That's true. Well, she can't remember the 250. She'll be like, That's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that has consistently stood out for me in this conversation is how you have been deliberate. Even the measures you've put in place to be that deliberate.
Yeah.
I think we as young people have put this pressure that doesn't make sense to me anymore. Well, it's true what you said. It's true. If you don't give a handout, you feel bad, to feel as though, you know, but it's, you've been so deliberate with your life to a point where, like, you know what, this is what I want, and my excuse does not validate my results. So away with the excuse, I want the result.
Yeah.
Wow, that's,
and now everyone will be asking you, I only worked for 3 years, how are you building? And that's true. Three-bedroom house, self-contained suite. How?
That's true.
The answer is simple. And you know, we're not talking about, Enoch, you know my situation. We're not talking about some special case or what. It's just average income that I get. But I don't spend a single coin on alcohol or what. I'm not judging to say alcohol. One black label is okay. It won't take away the roof from your house. There. When we're talking about black tables with your friends, especially if you're in, you have big groups of friends, that one is very difficult to achieve or to move yourself out of poverty in a short period of time. Yes, you will. But it took longer. But life, there's no guarantee. Even tomorrow, it may end. Maybe you die in poverty. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely true. I think I had experienced that level of pressure as soon as we were done with the union elections. Everyone was like, but you're the president, spent more. I was like, no, I'm not spending more than the president. Just because the president of a school now, I should be spending more. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And people would always say, listen, because you're studying business, that's why, because you're doing economy. I'm like, relax. There's something that someone is trying to put in place.
I know where I'm coming from and I know where I want to go.
True.
That is what matters. You know, today if you don't make money for yourself, trust me, no one will give you money that will solve your problems. That one I can guarantee you. That's how bad it is. So why should I feel guilty for building myself? Of course, with an aim of quickly go back and remove my hand in poverty.
That's actually true. It's very hard to get your family out of poverty if you're also thinking, was that in the past?
Yes.
You know, I learned the such from, wow. And the knowledge in the organization is just way too much.
We should do a second episode together.
Yeah, we need a second episode. Though maybe as we are winding up, I just wanted to mention one thing. You know, sometimes, yes, I may be talking like this with a sober mind. But when you're a young person, a lot of things are happening around you. Sometimes the mind just gets confused. Even the financial literacy we are talking about doesn't matter. That's why away from what I've mentioned, what I did, focusing on education, focusing, doing a good job at work to get the benefits and gathering all the resources to build myself. One of the key factors that has also helped me to grow fast is, you know, we are human, we are social animals. If you are a social person, you can find some, and you're in your late 20s, and you can find someone and be in a serious relationship. Not if you are just playing around, this girl and that diva and that mama. You keep asking others, how did you build? The next question, how did you buy a BMW from the showroom? The next thing, how did you become a Satanist?
So, how did you become a Satanist? Wow.
Be in a serious relationship. If when relationship works out for you, get married. If that's your thing. Okay, if that's your thing. For instance, me, I found a very beautiful lady, fell in love, and it pushed me to say, if we get married, come together with the type of person that she is, I'm going to grow maybe 10 times faster.
True.
Because if I'm alone, it's easy. I just get my money. I blow it. No problem. But at the end of it all, what am I getting? Nothing. But when you have a family, that's why you can do your statistics. I don't have the actual numbers, but 80% of men who have families and they're in good relationships, they're doing wonders and they're changing the face of this earth. Yes.
Winning.
So don't just play around. Don't just play around.
Yeah.
Find someone. If that's your thing. It's not for everyone. If that's your thing, find someone to stay with, be in a healthy relationship, plan together, build together, grow together.
Yeah.
That one helps.
I think I can stand as testimony to what you're saying. I have consistently been seeing one person on your timeline. I've never seen any other. I've never seen any other at all. I've been consistently seeing one person.
Yes.
And that's actually true.
Yeah.
Imagine servicing two girlfriends at the same time. You want to run dry.
You can't even afford that.
Yeah.
You can't even afford.
We have a visa, we have a chance. Oh, that's the boy's man. That's splitting the income.
Yeah.
And you know, to most of the young people, they're at a point where even the money they are getting is from their sponsors, not that they're generating it themselves.
Yeah.
So you find that when your sponsors, at a certain point, people stop sponsoring.
That's true.
You can't continue being a buyer of the family. They'll be expecting you to start, you know, helping out here and there. So the aspect of having multiple individuals here and there,
that can
dry your wallet.
It will dry your wallet and it will lead to any growth.
That's true.
It's really a tough one.
To someone listening, if you are to speak to at least one person, my core belief and value is if one person is able to see value in something and apply it in their lives and become a better person after applying it, then for me, you have made a difference. So if you want to talk to one person who's at ground zero, the point where, okay, Zambi, that party, I'm not exactly from one well-connected family and everything else. I've got this social pressure around. Where do I start from? If you have the chance to talk to one person at ground zero, what would you tell them?
Okay. Yeah. So that one person, if you are in school, that is your job at that time. Putting your level best, study hard, learn as much as you can, participate in school activities. It will help you to build the skills, your communication skills, your leadership skills, and other things. If you have just joined society or you just finished your tertiary education, finish your shoes looking for opportunities. Never give up. Opportunities don't just fall like manna from heaven. It will never be. So chase those opportunities. When you find the next better opportunity, utilize it. Don't skip it to say, no, me, I can't work in a booth. But working in the booth is your immediate best opportunity. You talked about opportunity cost last time. I was following the podcast. So you skip. You know, you don't have, no one has called you. You have applied 100 companies. No one has called you. But there's an opportunity to work at a booth. You'll be making even a 50 kwacha per day. If that is the best option, please start it. The customers who will be coming there, one of them may even be your savior. They may be the one who will give you the opportunity or connect you to other things. That is if you're just starting off. If you just found a job, whichever job you found, please never be cheated that you need to be doing what you're interested in. Interest alone cannot move you out of poverty. Hard work and dedication is the only thing that will help you to move out of poverty. Put in your level best, show them your value, make that money, make as much savings as you can. Don't be extravagant. Avoid peer pressure groups. Don't overspend. Save the money little by little, as long as you can survive. If you have been working for some time and you've made a reasonable amount of money, enough to buy a Vitz, even a second-hand Vitz at 50,000, get that Vitz. That Vitz will give you mobility. Mobility means opportunities.
It's true.
All right? So you buy a 40 by 40, but you are not mobile. You end up selling it, or you find some cadres and built on that land. If you have this, you have enough savings to buy a plot in Mumbule. Go get that plot, piece of land. And then that will be your first bank account. You know, land is a bank account. Once you get that piece of land, it becomes a bank account. There will be no pressure of you saving, because saving is not easy. Even me, that's why I save through my wife. I give my wife even the password to say, I don't want to withdraw. But you can't manage like that. So if you buy a piece of land, it becomes a bank account. You have the 1,000, you have the 1,500, you can buy a tipa of sand. Drop it there. Those are your materials. That is your piece of land. At your own pace, you find things are going to unfold. Once you have mobility, once you have a roof over your head, once you have a family, you can now venture into whatever you want to do. You have everything that it takes. You can open a company if you want and bid for contracts.
No, that one person is definitely me. I think you've spoken to a series of different people, you know, at each and every angle. That's absolutely true. If someone listens to this and their life doesn't change, then I don't know. You need prayers. You need to buy a tank of anointing oil or something.
Yeah.
But it's been very educative on my end, I must make mention. I'm a young person. I'm still in university.
Yeah.
And this is the information that I would need in order for me to make better decisions and choices regarding my life and regarding my money as well.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know what to say. We are definitely having another episode. But don't be surprised if I reach out again and say, you know what?
Anytime.
My leader, we need to do another one.
Anytime.
It's been so educative.
Because a lot of things, especially coming from the financial background in terms of profession, have been a lot of things to talk about. And of course, just to remind you, I'm also a financial literacy advocate.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about it, just that due to limited time with the work I'm doing, I'm not able to input full capacity. But I appreciate Ground Zero Platform. Next time, I wish to come and share more. Something was running in my mind right now. When we talk about financial literacy, some people find this topic very boring.
And
why? They think financial literacy is about knowing the forex, knowing how to trade stocks,
shares,
you know, how to do this and that. No, it's not about that. Financial literacy is about changing your life.
True.
And really, if you're someone who is at ground zero, the way you're calling it, what we have discussed here, I believe, would definitely change our life.
I believe the same too. I definitely believe the same. We should continue engaging. We should definitely. I was even thinking. You know what? I think that post that you had shared last time for the last episode that we did, there was someone who committed brings us kind of a thing to Kabwe.
Yes.
And I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? I can definitely drop something for this.
Yeah.
To go have some kind of maybe 2-day or 3-day class in personal finance, maybe in secondary schools and something.
No, we need to go back to watch a secondary school.
And
this is this can be my personal commitment in the near future, not so far from now. Let me just finish building myself. I can't go back to Western secondary school when I'm still in power. It won't how am I going to motivate others? And it won't make sense. So just in the near future, I hope within 2023, because we can just I can mobilize a few resources. We can go there. We can meet the students at Watcher Secondary School. We can have a face-to-face conversation with them and remind them what is awaiting for them in future.
That's true.
And how they can move themselves out of
that. Those are relevant conversations. Thank goodness. It's been definitely a blast having you on Ground Zero Podcast, because we're definitely having you again.
Thank you. I'm humble.
This is your platform. Whenever you want to engage, this is definitely a platform for conversations and for sharing financial literacy information. In as much as information that you're an advocate as well, I think what we can do is I'll be reaching out consistently.
Yeah.
Maybe probably at the end of each episode, we can can have your piece shared as well, that we Great. Keep on spreading the information about people being financially literate. Personally, I've seen the benefits of being financially literate. There's a huge difference between someone who is and someone who is not.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing having you here. My first time meeting you, and we're having this great and wonderful conversations. I'm actually glad that you took the time off in business to come through. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Can you say I'm very proud, man?
It's a good Sunday. It's been a good Sunday. I'm also happy to share with the listeners. I like your content, and I'm sure Ground Zero is going very far.
Amen.
Very soon.
So, Mr. thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, it definitely has been Ground Zero Podcast. As I would always advise, find a finance literacy podcast to listen to. Read the personal finance book. Read the finance book. Have finance conversations with your friends for you to definitely find yourself on the better end of making an informed decision. It has been Enoch, your host, and Sylvester, our special guest on Ground Zero. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen closely. I have a dream that young people would be informed and empowered to make the right decisions about their money. Welcome to Ground Zero, your go-to source for everything finance. Each week, we will bring you insights and analysis on the latest in the world of finance, as well as practical advice on how you can navigate the often complex world of personal finance, from budgeting, savings and investments, credit and debt management. We'll cover it all so you can make the best and informed decisions about your money. Join us as we explore the world of finance and help you build a strong financial foundation for your future. Listen in every Sunday at 14 hours as we swim through the world of personal finance. Welcome to Ground Zero. Welcome home.